Okay, so, more driving with Castro, I guess. It's gonna be my new little podcast I should make. But this one, not a complaining kind of thing this time, more of a observation. Leaving my house today, got, you know, on the road, I was at the light to get on the interstate, and, I look over and there's just, like, this trashy-looking lady lighting up a cigarette, and all I think is, why are trashy people always in trashy cars, right? Like, you never see, like, a trashy-looking person in, like a Land Rover, unless you count college and the kid's dad bought it for him, and et cetera, and people who went to see you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure other schools are like that, too. But, I mean, like, in general, I just, you know, you drive around, especially Frederick, you'll see, like, a dumpy car. Don't worry, no one cool is getting out of that dumpy-looking car. It's gonna be some fucking, like, trashy-looking person every fucking time, man. And, yeah, it's funny, because I looked at the car, and I was like, oh, man, I was like, yeah, look, trashy-looking car, right? It looked like it was probably only 10 years old, but it looked, you know, older, because it was just fucking dirty and nasty. And then it started driving away because it was their lane moved a little faster than me. Fucking Lexus. And I was like, well, that's the worst because that car used to be considered nice, right? So then I'm thinking, I wonder if she used to be nice looking, like, before she became trashy. Like, doubtful. But I always wonder, you know? It's kind of funny. It's just like, you know, weird. Maybe she's always trashy, but she bought a Lexus. That was her thing. I mean, I know a lady at work, she bought a Lexus like it was the hottest shit around. Thought it was funny as hell. But no, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, like, just, I don't know. That's why I always feel that you can tell a lot by a person by the car they drive and what it looks like. Not only the type of car, because, I mean, a million people buy Hondas, you know, like Honda Civics and stuff, and Ford Focus and shits. I mean, you can't really gauge too much off of that. But I mean, you know, you look at the car, okay, they got a sensible car. It's probably a pretty sensible person. You know, they probably don't want to spend a lot of money. Then you're like, or make a lot of money. Because usually, you know, rich people drive rich people cars, you know, because they want to show it off. Then, you know, you take a look and say, okay, it's a pretty organized car in size, clean, not a lot of stuff going on there. The car itself is pretty clean, you know. Because it's like, you see the people that have, like, the donut tire, right, every day, and it's like 6 months later, and you still see him driving the fucking donut, and then you're like, okay, either they can't afford a fucking $85 tire, or they're just fucking lazy as shit. Then you know they're lazy as shit, you know what I mean, like, everything about that situation, and then you know they're irresponsible, because you're driving on the interstate, and those fucking tires are for like 55, and thing is, they do explode on the interstate when you go faster than 55, so, you know, you see, those people usually, the ones that have 6 months, they usually don't drive on the highway, they're usually local drivers, but you just see it, you're like, is that a fucking donut tire on that guy's car? Yeah, cool, whatever, on the interstate, trying to drive fast, but usually the car makes fucking terrible sounds, and you get the donut going, yeah, then you see him later, and it's like a couple weeks, and it's still a fucking donut. You're like, I swear, I saw that car before. And you're thinking about it, you're like, nah, maybe it's a different guy. But deep down, you know, same asshole. Nothing's changed there. So that's all I got for driving with Castro today. Hope everybody has a good day. Looks like it's a little rainy. So have fun with that.